Connecticut residents are reacting strongly to the U.S. Army's plan to eliminate a multi-billion dollar helicopter program. The Army canceled the stealth helicopter 1 year after Sikorsky Aircraft opened a new plant in Bridgeport to build it. From member station WNPR, John Dankowski reports.
Few of the workers leaving the Comanche plant in Bridgeport, Connecticut, wanted to talk to reporters waiting outside the gates. After hearing the Army's announcement, their faces appeared to reflect feelings of anger and resentment. Fred Falcha has been with Sikorsky for 25 years, so he's been through the entire life cycle of the company's most advanced aircraft.
I'm impressed with the program, just what they're building here. It's a great product. It was a shock to us this morning when we came into work.
Falcha is one of about 750 employees here and at a Boeing plant in Philadelphia whose jobs could be affected by the program cut. But Falcha says he expects to find other work with his company. Contract engineers like John Soule might not be so lucky.
I'm a bit disappointed after being out of work for 6 months, and then they called me to come back here, and it looked like it was going to be a pretty good job for another 2 years.
Soule only started at the new plant a month ago. He says he's confused by the Army's decision to drop the Comanche, once seen as the future of military aircraft, in favor of newer technology for the battlefield of today.
And yet it seems like what we're building is exactly what we need today. So, I don't know.
City, state, and federal officials seemed just as surprised by the announcement. Less than a year ago, the struggling city of Bridgeport got a big boost when the Comanche plant opened with a promise of jobs. 400 now and many more to come. Bridgeport Mayor John Fabrizi says he can't begin to calculate the economic impact on his city.
A 20-year program just being pulled with the rug right under your feet is highly suspect as to the reasons why, especially after the U.S. taxpayers made an investment of over $8 billion.
Only last week, the state's congressional delegation wrote to Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld asking for a reaffirmation of support for the program, which was up for review. Local Congressman Christopher Shays.
We have known for a long time that the Pentagon has been oversubscribed with its weapon systems and that some weapon systems would have to be stopped. You just hope that it's not the one that is made in your district.
Shea says the Comanche had successfully passed its reviews and was fully funded in the administration's recent budget request. He says he intends to find out who made the decision to dump the Comanche program and why. In their announcement, Army officials proposed buying some 800 new Black Hawks and other older model helicopters and upgrading 1,400 current aircraft. Congressman Shea says he plans to make sure Bridgeport gets its share of that work. One obstacle to that may be the future of Sikorsky itself. Defense analyst Richard Abulafia says parent company United Technologies, Connecticut's largest employer, could be taking a close look at Sikorsky's future profitability.
Will they decide to make some kind of merger or consolidation decision as a result of this? Yeah, it's entirely possible. But right now, in the here and now, Sikorsky is alive and healthy. It's just a question of not having the growth that it might have hoped for.
And that, in turn, could have an impact on future jobs in Connecticut. Sikorsky officials say they're not looking that far down the road just yet. Company spokesman Matt Broder says it's obvious the Army is changing its plans for the future of military aircraft.
With a shift of this magnitude, it's going to require a lot of discussions over the next several months so that we can really better understand exactly the direction in which the Army is going and then understand exactly what is going to be required of Sikorsky and Boeing in support of these new requirements.
Sikorsky helicopters have long been an integral part of the Army's air arsenal. Now, with the death of this 20-year-old dream, Sikorsky will have to turn its attention to a very different project. It's in the running to produce the next generation of helicopters used to carry the president. For NPR News, I'm John Dankowski in Hartford.